Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this Shamika or Kathleen?
Speaker. This is Shamika speaker.
Hi, Shamika. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
I am okay.
I'm happy to hear that. Great. So this is Shira from Family First. We spoke last week. We're the agents to
Okay,
help
yes.
you get onto the waiver.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to get an update on your case. Last time we spoke, you said that you submitted all the paperwork. And you're just
Yes.
waiting on the county office.
Yeah, because
I'm
they had
just
to go
checking.
over a lot of years of
Yeah.
bank.
The bank statements, you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. So just so you know, I always say this, it's not personal. It's everyone who needs the services gets the they request this from. So I just want you to let you know that is a factor. Let me just see. You said that you did think you were approved. I would just want to check here if you are.
Okay.
Okay, so not seeing anything here right now. Let's call into the broker's office and see what they have to say about the status of your case. Okay?
Okay. All
All
right.
right, hold tight with me while I try and get us connected.
Okie dokie. Looking for where I wrote it.
To a customer service representative.
Hello, broker? Is this the broker's office? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not sure why the broker's not responding. Hello? It looks like they hung up on us.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah,
maybe they're calling from
go.
Home. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
What the... Okay. Yeah, here in Moravia Healthcare, but I thought it was Moravia Healthcare, but it's something different. After Family First
representative.
Hi, thank you for calling in Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Krista. And are you calling today for the first time to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, so we're calling to check the status of the existing case. I'm calling in with the patient. They're on the line with us right now, and that's the information that they want to know about.
All right, and can I have your first name for caller details, please?
It's Shira.
And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
And I will need your full last name if you remain on the line. If you're remaining on the line.
I will not provide it. I will not, but I will give you the initial to the last one. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the applicant would have to call back without you on the line. We have a new policy where we will
really?
Need your full last name.
Even if she gives permission verbally
I'm
now.
I'm right here.
Yes, we
ma'am,
will need
I'm right
your
here
full
I'm...
last name.
Can
okay,
I give
so
you my last
I
name?
I understand. Yeah, I'll need your information as well, but since Ms. Shira
okay.
will be on the line, I'll need her information as well. It's part of our new policy.
New policy. Okay, so let me give it to you. It's going to be Wicker.
Thank you. And your phone number?
It's the number I called at. It's going to be, let me see here. Let me give you a good one. It's going to be 267-551-7419.
Thank you. And are you from an agency?
Yeah.
And the name of the agency?
Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you. And then for the applicant, I would have to obtain your personal information. So please note we will not speak to anyone regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. And do you mind if I ask questions with Shara on the line?
No problem.
All right. And can I have your last name, please?
My last name is Odom, O-D-O-M.
Thank you. And your phone number? I'm sorry, your first name?
Shamika, S-H-A-M-I-K-A.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
1/30/76.
All right. And can you verify your address for me?
6212 Chestnut Street, Apartment 2B, Philadelphia, PA. The zip is 19139.
Thank you. And you're calling to check the status of your case?
Yes, I am.
All right. So just a moment. All right, so it looks like your case was sent over to the county for financial determination. Have you received a letter from the county?
They told me that I would have to give them the information from my credit union, which I did. They also wanted a letter from a bank that I no longer bank with, but I was not able to do that with all the stuff going on this weekend and the weather. I was not able to do it yet.
Well, you could also put it in writing if you're having any issues with obtaining documents. Like you said, a bank account that's closed and you're having issues with getting those documents, you can put that in writing for the county assistance office on why you're not turning in those statements.
Just a question on my end. What do you see on your end needs to be submitted for this patient?
One second. Okay, so the last letter that I see that went out, I'm not sure if this is the letter that you have that was sent out on the 24th of December. They were asking for the Wells Fargo bank statements ending in 54-59. Okay, and then the your PFCU statements.
They got all of it.
Look back.
Yep.
And closure were applicable. So which statements did you have issues with turning in because the account was closed?
The Wells Fargo. I never banked with them. My mom did. I had to put my name on the account because my sister was trying to take the money, so I had to put my name on it, but we closed it out. So, and it's so far back that there's nothing there. So they're just going to give me a bank statement saying that I don't bank with them. But I have to get to the bank.
Okay. Or you could put it in writing. Yep, it could be something in writing as well stating that you, just like what you just explained now, that you never banked with them, that you put your name was on your mother's account, like things like that. You could put that in the letter with a signature and date advising why you can't turn those documents in. And I know because of the weather, did you create a MyCompass account? Because it could be up
there. I have one,
yes.
I have one.
Okay, so you can write it, take a picture. You have a smartphone?
Yes, I do Android. I don't do Apple.
Yep. Well, I mean, whichever. If a smartphone is a smartphone, you could, as long as it has like a picture, and then you could take that and upload it to your MyCompass, because I know that going out in this weather is a headache.
I can't. Yeah, I cannot. No, it's too much going on.
Okay, so, yep, that's what they're waiting for. So, yep, you can just write that, put that in writing, advising why you can't turn in those Wells Fargo statements so they can review those to make the final decision for your case.
Okay, because that's the holdup, correct?
That's where we at right now with your enrollment, yes, ma'am.
How long of a time frame do I have to get this letter to them?
You want to get it in as soon as possible because they mailed out the letter on the 23rd of December. We sent the clinical eligibility over on the 14th of January. So right now that's what it's pending. Your case is pending compliance of the county assistance. So you want to get it in as soon as possible.
That's still not telling me how long of a time frame I have, ma'am.
I can't give you a number of days, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, but that's what's pending.
Okay.
All right. And I do want to provide you your case number, Harmony ID number for our system. And that number is 454-355.
Did you get that?
1 minute. I'm about to write it down in my phone. I write everything down in my phone because I can't remember.
Okay.
Everything.
Let me know what you want me. I can repeat it again for you.
All right. I have it. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
So I'm just going to have, just bear with me. Okay, Shamika, I'm just going to have you stay on the line with me before
okay.
On the broker. Goodbye. Just,
all right.
No problem. And is there anything else I can help you with?
I'm not on my end, no.
No.
All right. And would you like to stay on the line for a customer satisfaction survey?
Not today, but thank you so much for your assistance. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, Shamika, let's discuss something, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't matter history about the bank statements or anything. What I'm going to ask is any bank account that you had opened from 2020, do you know about which banks those were?
I only bank with one bank, ma'am, and that's the credit union. It's not even
that's
a bank.
Right.
It's a credit union.
It's a credit
so,
union. Okay.
Yes.
From here's what I want you to take down for me, okay? Now, hear me out, and if you have to add to it, meaning to say if you want to say that you have some of that paperwork already, you'll tell me afterwards. But for now, let me just get through this, and then we'll discuss what you have and what you don't have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to need for January, you're going to need from your credit union, January and July for the years 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023, okay?
2020, 2021. And what? What else?
2022.
Mm-hmm.
And 2023. That's just January and just July statements. So that's two statements per year, 2 months per year that you need.
Okay.
All right. After that's completed, you're going to need 2024, 2025 to present statements. That's all the statements that means every single month. Now, if you have a statement, if you have a bank account that was closed but was open between now and 2020 at one point, you still need to collect those statements that were active for the month that I required it in that particular time. Understand?
Sure do.
Okay. So now tell me, what do you have and what do you still need to get?
I just have to go to my bank and request that again because I gave all of that information to the county assistance woman when I went to
you already have that. You already have that paperwork.
I already had them and gave them to them already.
So tell me what you have currently within your position.
I have none of this currently, ma'am, because I don't keep all of this.
So you don't have it on your
own? I shredded my documents because
okay.
If I don't use them, I shred it.
That's fine. Did you email it to them by any chance?
Can I get email? This is too much to email. I have to actually go into the credit. It's
no,
not
no,
like
I'm
a bank. It's a credit.
When you sent it into the county, did you
no,
email
I had
to
physically
it?
Go there with it, all of it in the documents with me. So this
uh-huh.
Next time, if you need it, I'm going to have to just do that over the – I'm going to have to get a PDF or something so I won't have to go so far and do all of this.
Right. Okay, so now do you need any clarity on any of the statements that I requested?
No.
No.
You, that's
okay.
What you need. That's what you get.
let me just be very clear. So the only reason why I would want it in PDF is for you, because you have to give the explanation for any withdrawals and deposits over 500. And if they were over 1,000, you need proof of where they went to. Okay?
Oh, I have to get the I have to physically go.
So no,
right.
what I usually advise my clients to do is, as long as you get the paperwork, you get the financial paperwork, what we can do then is, you know what you could even do today, Shamika, is you could call them up, ask them to email it to you. Once it's emailed, you can have it on your email, and you can just go through the statements, and any year that you see or any month that you see that you made a withdrawal or something was deposited over 500, you just write it down, the date, the year, how much it was. You write down what it was for, okay? And you make a list.
But with the credit union, they have everything right there on the bank statements.
Right. So that's fine. So then it'll be easier for you. Regardless, the county is going to need, like, a written list. They usually do need a written list.
That's what I'm saying. They got the county is going over everything that you're telling me right now, ma'am. They're going over there right now. That's the thing. They're going over everything that you just requested. I already went to my credit union and got that, and they're going over that. Do you need this for yourself?
No. But I'm explaining something else. Yes, they do have your statement, but the county looks at your statements. If they see something flagged that was over $500 or something was deposited over $500 or withdrawn, they're still going to need an explanation from you, regardless if it says it next to it. That's what I'm trying to say. They're going to need, like, a written
okay.
letter.
They told me this already. They talked to me about this already when I sat there physically with the woman.
With the
woman.
Okay. So
yes.
You're aware of all this. Okay. So I just want to, like, you know, because you already did this, I just want to help you out.
The only thing that they're requesting is from Wells Fargo. That's it. They got everything from my credit union. They want the Wells Fargo thing. So I'm all right, bro.
Well,
I'm making a
big
think about it, so I'll just do it. I have to go back to them with my ID expired in December. So I have to get a new ID. That's the problem. I have to go to the DMV to get a new ID to go to the bank to get the letter.
Wells Fargo,
that's the
hold up. Specifically they wanted you from Wells Fargo?
They just want to know that I don't have an account there. That's all.
So what you can do, okay, fine. You can also write a hardship letter explaining your account. Also, if you can't go down there, that also works. Okay, so you know what, Shamika? I will follow up with you on Wednesday. Let me know where you're up to holding with all this, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Stay warm. Take care.